So they come on understanding how to say everything. Krishna sarvakarana karana Ishara parama Krishna satchidananda vigraha anadi radhi govinda sarvakarana karana. But now he is explaining himself how he is sarvakarana karana. Bhumirapa nalobayu khangamano buddhiri vata ahankara ityangne dhinna prakriti asadha. We materialistic person, materialist hands, they can study all these material elements. Bhumi, apa, anala, bhayu, khang. And then, little higher than that, material scientists. There are psychologists, or philosophers. They study man, buddhi, ahankar. Thinking, feeling, willing. Different stages of the mind. But Krishna says that iti aname bhinna patiti asadha. These eight kinds of material elements, they are separated energy from me. Separated energy, you can understand very easily. Just like I am speaking, and it is being recorded in the tape recorder. When the tape recorder is replayed again, you will find that I am speaking again. But that speaking and my present speaking is different. Therefore, that speaking is separated enough. Now I am speaking directly. That is not separated. But when it is transferred to another matter, that is separated. So this material world is separated energy from Krishna, but it is energy, it is alert. This energy acting under its direction. But this material energy is not independent. The material scientists, they are thinking that there is no God. Matter is working by actions and reactions. But that is not the fact. Matter is dependent on the reaction of the Supreme Lord. That is stated in the 10th chapter. Maya bhaksena prakriti svatesa charataram. This prakriti, this material energy, is acting under my superintendence. How material energy can act independent? That is not very good understanding. Suppose this electric fan is running on, but it is not running on independent. There is electric energy, there is powerhouse, there is a superintending engineer in the powerhouse. At the end, there is living force. Matter cannot work independent. We have no such experience. Anything which is matter, material, it has no power to work independent. Behind that is spiritual existence. Now, Krishna says, Bhumi apa anala bhai. When we cannot accommodate that how from a person all these material manifestations, the gigantic sky, the innumerable planets with different varieties of energy, how is it possible that it is produced from a person? Therefore, those who are in forefront of knowledge, they think just the opposite way. Because Personally, how it is possible? Therefore, they think God is Supreme Absolute Soul as impersonal. But that is not fact. First, we can again study. Just as your body, my body, although it is gigantic, just an elephant body, and there are many other animals. Just in the ocean, there are many big fishes. One fish is called kimi, the whale fish. It is sometimes as big as one big house. And it is understood from the shastras that there is another king, which is called Silingar. Silingar means a big sea which can swallow up a well as big as a house. So there are so many big animals and big living entities all over the universe. But all of them are production of a very little spiritual power. My body, your body, let us study. What is this body? This body is produced or generated from the small spiritual power. That is also mentioned in the Shastra. What is the dimension of that small spiritual path? Jeshabdha sadhuhada sasadha kalpitasthaka jiva bhava savijnaya sanantaya kalpate Jeshabdha sadhuhada the upper portion, the tip of the hair, just like a point. You divide into 100 parts and take another one part and divide another 100 parts. That means 1/10,000 parts of the tip of the hair is the dimension of the spirit soul. That spirit soul, on the basis of that spirit soul, this body develops. Any medical scientist knows. And we know from the Vedic literature that these are small particles, atomic particles, of spiritual power, take shelter in the semina of the father, and the father injects the semina in the womb of the mother. Then, if the situation is favorable, then it takes a form of body, just like a pea in the first line. That pea-like body is developed. Then different poles are manifested. They are developed into eyes, ears, mouth, and so many holes, 9 holes in the body. So, anyone can understand that that small particle or atomic portion of the spiritual part develops this body, big body. Not only human body, all parts of body. Similarly, this whole universe is also a development of the spiritual body of Krishna. Paramatma. So it is not very difficult to understand. The Buddhist theory is that living symptoms are produced by combination of matter. But from Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literature, we understand that matter is produced from spirit soul. Matter, not from the matter, the living symptoms are produced. According to Lord Buddha's philosophy, that this body is combination of matter. So, when we dismantle the matter, nirvana, then there is no more feelings of pain and pleasure. That is called sunnavada. But we are neither Sunnavadi nor Nirvisheshvadi. We are Sabhisheshvadi. Sabhisheshvadi means that the spirit soul has got his form, and this body has got form. Just like grace takes its form because the man has got a form. This body is considered as grace. Bhakanti Jinnani Dhabyas. We are changing our dresses as much as we change our old dress to new one. Old order changes, yielding place to new. So, this body, because in our spiritual body, we have got form, hands and legs. Therefore, we develop a material body, which has got hands and legs. That is not understandable. Just like your coat and shirt cannot have hands and legs without you having your hands and legs. Similarly, this material body, which is considered as dress, means it has developed the personal body of the spiritual form. This is called Sabhisheshva. So the material existence, external feature of the Lord, is this eight elements, namely Bhumi, Apa, Anala, Vayu, Sang, Buddhi, Mana, Seva. They are subtle forms. Ahankar, egotism, mind and intelligence. They are also material. They are not spiritual. One who thinks that mental speculation is spiritual speculation, that is wrong. Here from Bhagavad Gita we understand the mind is also a subtle form of matter. And actually that is so. Because we get another body after death according to the mental situation at the time of death. The mind, intelligence, the subtle body. That's like at night our subtle body, mind, intelligence, one. And we think that we have got a separate body and have gone somewhere else, from our house, from our room. So we forget this material body. Similarly, after death, my mind and intelligence carry me to another separate body according to my thinking at the time of death. So, false ego. This false ego is that I am something of material product. This is called false ego. Actual ego, aham brahma, I am brahma. Bhumi rapa anurubayu, sang mana buddhi revata, ahankara ityame bhinna prati rasana. So if you think about all these material objects, then actually at the end we come to the platform of spirit soul. And the spirit soul being part and parcel of the supreme soul, Krishna, then ultimately you come to Krishna. As that, Krishna is the origin of everything. Janmadasajapa. Both material and spiritual, there are different kinds of energy of Krishna. Parasya Sakti Virudhaiva Sriyate. This material energy is one of them. It is called external energy. Just like my body, your body, is external energy. Similarly, this whole material manifestation, cosmic manifestation, is manifestation of the external energy of Krishna. Then Krishna says, अपरायाम इतस्तु अन्यान् प्रकृतिं विद्धमे परा जीव भूतां महाबाहो जयदम धार्यते जगत। Now Krishna says that these material energies are inferior, apara. Just like in everything, within our experience, we have got inferior quality and superior quality. Of course, Krishna being absolute, everything is spiritual and on the higher sense. But when we analyze, put it nicely, we can understand that this is he, this is that. The Krishna is analyzing himself. That all these material energy, eight kinds of material energy, they are inferior quality. Aparayam. Hitastu. Aparayam. Hitastu anyana prakriti. There is another prakriti. Another enough. Because parasya sakti vividaiva srete, Krishna has called multi various energies. So these eight elements, material elements, in manifestation of his inferior energy. And superior energy, Krishna says, aparajam itastu anyam prakritim vidhime param. Param means superior energy. And that superior energy is jiva bhutan mahava, jayadam dharjate gara. They are living entities, just like we are living entities. So we are energies of Krishna. The Mahabharata philosophy claims that we are the same Brahma or Paramatma. But Bhagavad Gita says that the living entities, as we are simply energy. Krishna is the energetic. So there is difference between the energetic and the energy. Just like fire. Fire is the energetic. And light and heat is then are the energies of fire. So the sun and the sunshine. The sunshine is the energy of sun. If you think, because the sunshine has entered in your room, if you think the sun has entered your room, that is wrong. So energy and energetic, they are simultaneously one and different. That is the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya. Achinta, Bheda, Abheda. There are many philosophers. They say that God and the living entity is the same. It is powered by Maya. Yes, it is powered by Maya. That is accepted. But God cannot be covered by Maya. That is not correct. The same is example. Just like the cloud. Cloud covering my eyesight. Not that cloud is covering the sun. That is not correct. Similarly, Maya also being another energy. Vishnu Shakti Parakropta Kshetra Jnakhya Tatha Parak Avidya Karma Sangha Anya Sutya Shakti Vishyate. Out of multi-various energies of Krishna. All of them are spiritual. Vishnu Shakti Parakropta. The Krishna is complete spirit. His energies are also spiritual. Therefore, in the Vishnu Purana, it is said, Vishnu Shakti Parakrupta. Para means spiritual. And Khetrajna Khatatha Para. Khetrajna. The Khetrajna and Khetra will be discussed in the Bhagavad Gita. In the 13th chapter. So, the Khetrajna Shakti or the Jiva Shakti, is also Parashakti, spiritual. Kshetra-bhyasya tatha para. Avidya karma-sanga anya sitya sakti tishtate. And there is another analogy, which is avidya. How is avidya? Just like we are thinking that Brahma is covered by Maya. This is avidya. How Brahma can be covered by Maya? Then Maya becomes the great, not Brahma. Brahma means the great. Brihatya. That is Brahma. So if Maya covers Brahma, then Maya becomes greater than Brahma. And that is not possible. Maya is illusion. Just like cloud. Cloud is another production of the sun. By the heat of the sun, the sea water is evaporated and it is transformed into cloud. So, cloud is nothing but a transformation of the energy of the sun. Similarly, Maya Shakti is also another energy of Krishna. Devi Jesa Gunamai Mamo Maya Durataya. Mamo Maya. Maya Dhakena Pratiti Isyate Sataratanam. So Maya is controlled by Krishna. Krishna is never controlled by Maya. Krishna is never controlled by Maya. That is not very good theory. That is due to poor quantum knowledge. Krishna cannot be covered. Just like that day, by his bhakti yoga meditation, he saw Krishna and Maya. Maya apakram, just on the background. Background, just like you find the shadow of man. Not in the form. Similarly, Maya cannot cover Krishna. That is answer. Maya can cover the individual soul. Therefore, because the individual soul is apt to fall down sometimes under the clutches of Maya, it is called Tatastha-shakti. Tatastha-shakti, just like in the seaside, the thought to be. Sometimes you see it is covered by water, and sometimes it is land. Similarly, when we are covered by Maya, that is our Jiva-bhuta state. And when there is no more covering, that is Brahma-bhuta state. When we are Krishna-conscious, then we are Brahma-bhuta. And when we are not Krishna-conscious, we are materially conscious. That is Maya. Therefore, as soon as we are freed from the clutches of Maya, Brahma-bhuta, Prasanna-atma, we become Prasanna-atma, very happy. Just like if a man is freed from the contamination of a certain type of disease, he feels happy. Not feeling all that. Similarly, this covering of Maya, of the Jiva, not of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord cannot be covered by Maya. That is not the Jiva. That is God. The aparayam mitasyanyan prajitin me vidyum param jiva-bhuta mahabhava. Arjuna is addressed as Mahabhava, the great fighter. Great fighter can understand. Who is great fighter? Who is acting under Krishna? He is great fighter. Just like Arjuna is fighting. So when he takes shelter of Krishna and fights with this material, opposite elements. These creatures, they are also Mahabaha. They are fighting with persons who are not Krishna conscious. They are putting on Krishna consciousness movement by fighting. But this fighting is in different ways. This was taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna Varnam Sita Krishna Sanga Panga Astra Parapadam Sanga Upanga Astra. Astra means weapon. Just like these Pakistanis are fighting with machine guns. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fought with Maya, not with machine guns, but with his most confidential associate, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadu Gaur Bhaktavi. His fighting weapons were Sri Advaita Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sivasadu Gaur Bhaktavi, and many devotees. Thus, Lord Chaitanya's movement is also fighting, but it is a fighting in a different way. So the soldier, Nityananda Prabhu, soldier, was sent to deliver Jagai Mata. This is also fighting. Therefore, all the devotees, all the preachers of Krishna consciousness movement, they are Mahabaho, strongly armed by the weapons of Krishna. They cannot be defeated. They will push on and fight this Maya, this illusion. What is that illusion? The living entity under the illusion is thinking that she will be happy by material comfort. That is not possible. So, this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, is a declaration of war with Maya. Declaration of war, not in a different way, by the chanting process. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. The transcendental vibration will clarify the whole atmosphere. And as soon as this Krishna consciousness told us, comes out victorious, the whole world will be peaceful. So, Jiva Bhuta Mahabhava, the conclusion is that Jiva, the living entities, individual living entities, they are part and parcel of Krishna as energy, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita here. Aparayam Utastu Vandana Satiti. The Jiva Bhuta, the living entity, they are Prakriti, not Purusha. Purusha means enjoyer, and Prakriti means enjoyer. Just like a crude example, man and woman. Man is supposed to be the enjoyer, and woman is supposed to be enjoyer. Similarly, Prakriti is not enjoyer. Prakriti is enjoyed. If the Prakriti remains in our own position as being enjoyed, that is our natural position. And if he is superficial, artificial, he tries to be enjoyed, a purusha, she never becomes happy. According to our Manasamhita, it is said that Homer has no independence. Nasyam satantatam arhati. According to Manasamhita, a woman should remain always dependent, and that is her real happiness. Let us remain dependent when young, under the protection of the father. Let us remain dependent when she is young, under the protection of the husband, and let her remain dependent at his old age under the protection of elderly son. That is the direction by Lord Mano, who has given us law Actually, in fact, if woman is dependent, unacceptable father, husband, and son, she is happy. Therefore, according to our Vedic civilization, it is the father's duty, when the girl is young, to find out a suitable boy who can take charge of her. And the father is being relieved that now you are giving charge of my girl to a suitable boy, and I am happy. But as we have seen in our last wedding ceremony yesterday, the husband promised that I will take charge of you to make you comfortable throughout your whole life. And the wife promised, yes, I'll accept you as my husband. And I shall devote my life just to make you happy. These are the relations, Prakriti and Purusha. So here Krishna says that Jiva Bhuta, Prakriti, not Purusha. So how the Prakriti can be enjoyer of this material world? That is not possible. That is superficial, artificial, Kriptrim, that is not fact. Therefore, our main disease is that we are to be enjoyed by Krishna and we are trying to be enjoyer. We are actually to be predominated by Krishna, but we are trying to be predominator. That is our fault. Don't try to be predominator. Try to be predominated by Krishna and you'll be happy. Just like the woman. As soon as she has the protection of a big father, a nice husband, a nice elderly son, she's happy, very happy. And as soon as she is independent, I have seen practically in Europe and America, there are so many women declared independent, that most unhappy. I have seen it in old age, they are very, very unhappy. Young age also. They do not get a right husband, and they are very unhappy. When one young girl sees that another young girl has husband, she becomes this woman, this girl has got a husband, you see. That is the nature. Prakriti means to remain dependent on the supreme husband or on the supreme father. You can accept Krishna as father. You can love Krishna as father, as husband, as master. Dependent. Remain dependent. And Krishna has come to teach us that natural position of the living entity. Sarva dharmān paritajya māmetam saranandha. Manmanā bhavamad bhakta madhyādi māna namastu. This is our position. Not to be fucked up that I am God, I am Krishna. Everyone is Krishna. This is Maya, the last layer of Maya. Maya dictates that you become the biggest man of the world. You become the biggest, richest man of the world. And you are struggling. And then struggle. That's why there is struggle going on in Pakistan. The Bangladesh is saying that we shall be leading Pakistan. And the Western Pakistan is saying that we shall be leading. Nobody is leader. Actually, Krishna is leader. Ceta, Ceta, na nitya, nitya naam, cetana, cetana naam. Ceta, bahunam, vidadhatana naam. This is the Vedic Indian. Krishna also says, clearly, bhoktaram, jagdavasam, sarvalokamayastam. Bhokta, Krishna does not say that you are also bhokta. You living entity. Never said also that you are bhokta. I am bhokta. So you have to accept that position. Prakriti. All dependent on Krishna. When Krishna takes that, Krishna says, Aham Sva Sarva Pape Bhama Pajjana. He gives us protection. Konte Apradidani Hi Name Vasta Prayasthana. These are the statements of Bhagavad Gita. So as Prakriti, as dependent on Krishna, Krishna is the Supreme Purusha. If you accept this philosophy, then our life is successful. Otherwise, it is simply struggle for existence. Krishna, prasna sasrare, the jiva-muta mahabhava dhaedam dharvate jagat. The whole material world is moving due to the jiva-muta, the living entity. This Bombay city is so important because there are so many living entities. And if something happens to all the people leave, then the big skyscraper will not take even 200 degrees. It is all unimportant. Similarly, the whole world, material world, is important because the Jiva Bhuta, who has declared himself as Bhokta, falsely, everyone in this material world, beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant man, they are struggling hard. That is explained in the 15th chapter. Malakshatshan indriyani prakitishthani kandhati. Simply struggling to become equal to Krishna. To be the bhokta. So, the Krishna consciousness movement means to bring men in the same condition that you are not bhokta. Bhokta is Krishna. And you become bhogya. You become enjoyer, not the enjoyer. Then you'll be happy. Thank you very much.